VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. George H.W. Bush is getting a final farewell before being buried. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
More than 11,000 people visited the former president's casket at the Houston church where his family worshipped, some waiting hours overnight. Today's funeral at St. Martin's Episcopal Church follows yesterday's state funeral here in Washington. The casket will travel from suburban Houston to College Station aboard the first presidential funeral train in nearly 50 years. George H.W. Bush will be buried alongside his wife and young daughter at his library.
The U.S. military said Thursday one Marine was killed, five others missing, after two Marine Corps aircraft collided in midair off the Japanese coast and crashed into the Pacific Ocean. The Marine Corps said the dead Marine was one of the two crew members who were recovered after the collision and that rescue operations continued for those who were still missing. The accident happened early Thursday, about 320 kilometers off Japan's southwestern coast. The Marine Corps said an F-A-18 fighter jet carrying two pilots and a KC-130 refueling plane carrying five crewmen took off from their base on a routine refueling training mission. The collision took place about 100 kilometers out to sea. China is demanding the immediate release of a key executive of telecom giant Huawei Technologies, whose arrest in Canada could threaten the recent truce in the trade war between the U.S. and China. Canadian authorities announced Wednesday that Meng Wanzhou, Huawei's chief financial officer and the daughter of the company's founder, had been detained in Vancouver last Saturday on suspicion of trying to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran. This is VOA News. The U.S. trade